right, tell me about that. He said, well, look at his home life. His foster son is divine. His wife is immaculately conceived. If there's any conflict at home, it can only be his fault. I'm not 100% certain about that analysis, but I take his meaning. If you go to the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception at Washington, D.C., right next to my alma mater, Catholic University of America, if you go on the right side, on the ground floor, there is a bronze statue of the family, Holy Family's flight into Egypt. And there's Our Lady sitting on a rock, clutching the Divine Child. They're obviously both exhausted, and she's leaning her head back in the shadow of the cross. And on one side, curled up on the ground, leaning against the rock, not touching Mary or the child, is the donkey facing away from them. And on the other side, leaning against the rock, facing away from them, not touching the child or Our Blessed Mother, is Saint Joseph. So the donkey was there to carry mother and child, and Joseph was there to drive the donkey. That doesn't seem right to me. Let's not deny the humanity of everyone involved. Could it really be the case that our Lord grew up to be a good man without any reference to Saint Joseph at all? Didn't he learn how to be a man? Didn't he learn how to honor God and respect women through Saint Joseph? And from Our Lady's point of view, some of my earliest memories, I mean, sitting in a high chair early, is my father coming home from work and embracing my mother. And even, not even a toddler, it was clear to me that coming home to his wife was the high point of his day. Could we expect any less from Saint Joseph? Must it not have been a consolation to Our Lady that God himself chose this good man who comes home from work every day to protect her and protect her child? So yes, I think poor Saint Joseph gets short shrift. And I'd like to remedy that today with a prayer I found. O Saint Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in thee all my interests and desires. O Saint Joseph, assist me by thy powerful intercession, and obtain for me all spiritual blessings through thy foster son, Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having engaged here below thy heavenly power, I may offer thee my thanksgiving and homage. O Saint Joseph, I never weary contemplating thee and Jesus asleep in thine arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near thy heart. Press him in my name and kiss his fine head for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw out my dying breath. Saint Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for me. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us.